We just heard before the break about the many ways of public-private partnership, or P3, can take shape. Now we turn to focus on one interesting partnership happening in Flint. Kettering University, the private science and engineering school based in Flint, has been taking a more active role in that community. And here to tell us more, Kettering's president, Robert McMahon. Thanks for joining us, Bob.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Over the past year or so, Kettering has been active in the larger Flint community. You've been buying properties from the Genesee County Land Bank. You purchased Atwood Stadium, which is a pretty historic place.
It is.
Why? What's behind the property acquisition?
Well, the property acquisition is really just one element of a larger strategy. We have four strategic pillars, if you will, for the university. Community vitality is one of those. It's important for us as an institution and as a member of the Flint community to not be a passive observer, but actually to engage in economic revitalization and redevelopment activities within the community in ways that in which a university can optimally do. So that's part. The property acquisition is part of blight removal. It's part of a revitalization of a region of the city around the university and in the university corridor. It's it helps us connect the university along the University Avenue corridor with the economic revitalization and activities that are going on in downtown Flint. Many people who haven't been to Flint in a while would not recognize downtown and the Saginaw Street corridor, where there are outdoor restaurants and events happening and people milling about on the weekends and during the week.
And there's a payoff here for Kettering in all of this.
Oh, absolutely. It's, you know, our success as a university is linked to the economic vitality and success and dynamism of the Flint community. So mm-hmm. It's important for us to engage.
How long have you been president?
A little over 2 years now.
Okay. And tell us about what it was like when you started and where you stand right now, that trajectory, I guess.
Well, it's interesting. I came from North Carolina, and in my past I've had a role with the governor of North Carolina in playing a part in using universities as economic drivers for communities. And when I came to Flint, I actually saw an enormous amount of opportunity for this, because Flint as a community has a number of higher education institutions, and Kettering is among the nation's finest engineering and science schools. Mm-hmm. Many communities would love to have an engineering school in the center of their community. In fact, engineering schools, if you look across the U.S., engineering schools play a very important role in helping economies revitalize and to mobilize. And so when I came to Flint, I was very excited, actually, because of the opportunity and what I was seeing in the community at large. We have a large number of young people who are moving back into the community to help rebuild the community. You've got professionals and people who are working outside, who have established careers outside of Flint, moving back into Flint because they want to make a difference. And that kind of investment of people in the community really is the thing that drives it to the tipping point, I think.
Does the larger community appreciate the unique role that Kettering is in?
Well, I think they appreciate that the universities have a role to play and have a significant role to play mm-hmm. in the rebuilding of
they
the
do.
Community.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, these kinds of things are not single point failures, and so they're not single point solutions. So there are many people who come together in a community to rebuild it, and we have engaged and very passionate members of the private sector, people associated with Diplomat Pharmacy and the hospitals, McLaren and Hurley Hospital in the community. We've got, of course, University of Michigan Flint is there. We've got MSU is opening part of the medical center, mm-hmm. Medical school there. We've got Mott Community College, Baker. We've got a number of higher education institutions in the environment all have a role to play and can play a significant role in contributing to the rebuilding of the community.
The university has such an interesting history. I sit here, my dad took classes proudly 60, 70 years ago, took classes at GM Tech.
Oh, so absolutely.
My sister and I grew up hearing about, well, I took this class at GM Tech and I took that class at GM. And of course, GM Tech became Kettering University. You have an interesting co-op program that offers students the chance to get real-world experience. Tell us about that.
Well, Kettering is arguably the best example of the complete integration of experiential learning and co-op into an academic curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that the university is actually founded on those principles, and we're almost about 100 years old now. The university is built around a model where students go all year round university. We don't close during the summer, and our students rotate between classroom experience and then go into industry or into the public sector or private sector entities and practice what they're learning in the classroom and then come back into the classroom. And they do this rotation over about 4.5 years. That gives them a tremendous base of experience and a practical sense of how to apply what they do. That you really can't achieve in any way other than through this.
Doing it.
By doing it, you know, learn by doing in some very fundamental sense. And as a result, our students come out usually with about 2 to 3 years of on-the-job experience. And that's an advantage that doesn't fade over time. It's a multiplier because they're 2 to 3 years ahead of their peers when they come out. They progress more quickly.
They're more likely to stay in Michigan?
More likely to stay in Michigan.
Okay.
They're more likely to take on leadership roles earlier. And so as a result, we have a tremendously successful group of alumni that prove the validity of the model.
Kettering would seem – we're talking with Robert McMahon, president of Flint's Kettering University. Kettering would seem to be in a unique situation with regard to the debate over STEM education. How does the growing emphasis on STEM play out at Kettering?
Oh, I think, again, to this point, we are a STEM school. That's what – we are a specialty
Sure.
school, and we specialize in engineering and applied sciences and mathematics and business. And
so you would be a beneficiary of this trend if it continues.
Absolutely. In fact, we're probably at the center of this discussion, because I would argue that the type of education that we deliver in these disciplines is perhaps the best that one can achieve. And it's borne out in the results of our students in an era when many universities are lamenting that half of their graduates graduate with employment or graduate school placement. In that case, in our university, that number varies between 99 and 100% of our students graduate with a job or multiple job offers or graduate school placements. When I talk to companies and graduate schools that take our students, they universally say our students are head and shoulders above their peers coming out of many institutions mm-hmm. in terms of their – not just their technical skills, because we have an extremely rigorous curriculum, but also in all the soft skills we talk about that are so important to actually using what you learn in a university. Things like working in teams, how to communicate, how to be a professional, how to operate as a professional in contexts.
Mm-hmm.
So – our students come out, they're not learning how to be engineers or scientists. They've already had 2 or 3 years of direct experience in working in these environments. So when you speak with companies who hire our students regularly, they say these students are unusual because they start from day one.
Are you graduating many women?
We actually, yes, we do. We look like a college of engineering. And nationally,
what does that mean?
Well, nationally, that means that the male to female ratio that typically in colleges of engineering across the country are about 18% women, and that's about where we sit nationally. Now, it varies by discipline. different disciplines have different gender balances. So, for example,
where would you like that to be? I mean, is that
a, I would like it to be a parity. It is. It is, in fact, and in, one of the things we're doing to address that is we're diversifying the number of programs that we offer in engineering and the sciences to help bring a greater gender balance within the institution. There's a great piece of work that MIT did over the past decade on increasing the number of women in the sciences, both in the faculty and as well as the student body.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found was is that the gender balance across disciplines varies greatly by the type of study. So mechanical engineering or electrical engineering trends in one way, biology trends in another way, chemical engineering trends in another way. So one of the ways we're addressing that and increasing the number of women in our student body, which is a priority for us, is by diversifying the balance of programs that we have.
We have just a few seconds, but I have to ask you about affordability. Are you concerned about affordability of an education at Kettering?
Of course we are. It's first and one of the first and foremost things on our mind. But again, going back to our model, our students earn significant amounts of money in their co-op experience. So the tuition, the total cost of attendance for a student going to Kettering is comparable to a state university when you factor in all of the sources of income and the scholarships that we provide.
How much is it per credit hour at Kettering?
We don't typically do that by credit hour because we have a fixed tuition guarantee at Kettering. In other words, when you enter your freshman year, your tuition is set, and it does not change, and we don't have fees. So it is
a figure must play out here, though. I mean, a rough figure per credit hour cost.
Well, we don't have a credit hour cost per se because the fixed tuition covers a wide variety of – a wide range of possible credits per term.
Okay. All right. It's been very enlightening. We're glad to have you aboard. Kettering University President Robert McMahon talking about its role in Flint and other university issues. Bob, thank you.
Thank you so much.